This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Former President George H.W. Bush laid to rest today as he's honored by former presidents and the current president as well. I want to begin, though, with Jersey because, you know, I started to open the show with this today, but I want to play some audio for you. I want to play Katie Brennan. In case you don't know what we're talking about here, Katie Brennan is the young woman on the front page today of the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Philadelphia Daily News. Now, I got to give both of these papers credit for this. I really do. I bash them quite a bit, but they both deserve a lot of credit here. The front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer, my voice went unheard. NJ official testifies that governor's staff ignored her allegations of rape by campaign aide later hired by the state. Daily News. Staffer says NJ Gov Murphy's administration ignored her rape allegations. Government failure. Okay, that's the front page of the Daily News. You go to page 3, hashtag MeToo movement in Trenton. Staffer says NJ governor's administration and campaign ignored her rape allegations. Why does this matter? A couple reasons. Number one, Phil Murphy is a progressive. This is a guy who, when Justice Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual assault, said, I want him to get out of town. He said Brett Kavanaugh should never be confirmed. It matters because Phil Murphy is a guy who has national political ambitions, just like Chris Christie did. He is going to be the head of the Democrat Governors Association. Chris Christie was the head of the Republican Governors Association. So it matters that the media is not covering this story, the national media. It matters. They covered Bridgegate. They covered two lanes out of three being shut down in Fort Lee, New Jersey for 3 days. They covered that. MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, on and on, every day, day in and day out. It was as if Rachel Maddow lived on the George Washington Bridge during all that. So that's why this matters. It matters because this young woman has, she's not trying to get any money out of this. She's married. She's not looking to get money. She's not looking for a big payday. She's not talking about something that happened 30 years ago. She's talking about something that happened a year ago. She got a rape kit. The DNA confirms the guy that she's talking about. This guy has other people who have made allegations against him. It matters because the Murphy administration was told about this before he became governor, after he won the election, while he was governor, and they hired the guy anyway. They kept him on payroll anyway, making $140,000 a year. That's your taxpayer dollars paying for this guy. And then it matters because the governor of New Jersey, Mr. Progressive Champion, had an email exchange with young Katie Brennan and said, we're on it. We're gonna sit down and talk with you. We're on it. I'm copying my scheduling people. And then a week later, the guy that Katie says raped her magically was going to leave government. But the governor now says he didn't know about it. He knew nothing. So the governor of New Jersey is either lying or the people around him never bothered to tell him why Katie Brennan was asking for a meeting. But mysteriously enough, the meeting never happened. And this guy's on payroll until October when the Wall Street Journal, to its credit, writes a story about this, contacts him for comment, and then he resigns. A mysterious resignation puzzling the New Jersey political world. It also matters, too, because this incident highlights a major, major schism in the Democratic Party in New Jersey. It's amazing. We always hear about the Civil War in the Republican Party. The guy leading this is Steve Sweeney. He's a Senate president. He's a Democrat, Gloucester County. You know him well. I know him well. He's been on the show. He's a gentleman. And he's leading this right now. The other woman who's leading it with him is Loretta Weinberg, Democrat, North Jersey senator. She ran for lieutenant governor a while back. She's also leading this as well. It matters because the South Jersey Democrats, led by Norcross, led by Steve Sweeney, they want Murphy gone. They want him gone. They have not spoken to Murphy since October. Now, I know a guy, I know lots of people in Jersey politics, obviously, but I was talking to a buddy of mine today who said, you know, it's the strangest thing, talking to a lobbyist, said, the lobbyist said, I cannot believe this story is not getting national legs. I cannot believe this. This is everything the media would want to cover. It's the Me Too movement. It's a young woman. She's credible. It's cover up. It's Jersey politics. It's a guy with national ambitions and nothing. It's political fighting, infighting with the South and the North. It's all of it. It's got everything written there for a perfect, perfect national political story. And yet, can't find it. Outside of our region. Now, Governor Phil Murphy's political career is hanging on by a thread right now. And he may not survive this. And he should not survive this. The guy should go down in flames. But there's another guy that should go down in flames too. And that's Cory Booker. I can't believe I ever had respect for this guy. And I did years ago. I did. When I first met him when he was running for mayor of Newark. We're going back a while. I had respect for Cory Booker. I thought Cory Booker was a real deal. I think he's one of the biggest phonies to ever be in politics. He's a phony. Everything about Cory Booker is fake. Everything. He's a phony. He's dishonest. The guy is all about himself. He is a caricature of himself. Cory Booker, Mr. Spartacus, Count Grandstangela, has not said a word about this. Not a word. This is his constituent, Katie Brennan. She lives in Jersey. He's her U.S. senator. He has not said a damn word. He's a fraud. And he's going to run for president. So the two of them, Murphy and Booker, two absolute frauds, but they're Democrat little, the Democratic Party nationally loves them. They love them both because they're progressives. They're $15 minimum wage people. They're climate change people. They're Medicare for all people. Phil Murphy just declared New Jersey a sanctuary state. So isn't it interesting that when you think about it, the national media's silence in all this, look at his politics. Look at his politics. Phil Murphy is everything the progressive movement wants in a governor, except for one little problem. Phil Murphy's a guy who chose not to believe a rape victim, allegedly, and chose to keep a guy on who was her alleged rapist and then lie about it. This is bad for him. So the best way to cover up for a crooked Democrat is to just not cover the story outside of our area. So I commend the Philadelphia Inquirer. I commend the Daily News, Fox 29. Then I saw a Washington Post political reporter tweet about it today. So I retweeted his tweet and said, hey, maybe the Washington Post will write about this now. Politico, well, they wrote about it, but who cares? Honestly, who gives a damn? And then the New York Times, well, they might have written about it. We're not sure. It's hard to really tell. But they're not obviously giving up the coverage Bridgegate got. But where's CNN? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? Where's CBS National? Where's the National in all this? I mean, I don't understand why Katie Brennan has not been sitting down right now with, Savannah Guthrie or George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased journalist, Robin Roberts, Nora O'Donnell. I mean, this is Gail King? Nope, nothing. Why not? Because Phil Murphy just declared New Jersey a sanctuary state. That's why. He's a $15 minimum wage guy. He's a climate change fanatic. He's a Medicare for all guy. He was Obama's ambassador to Germany. This looks really bad for him. Really bad for him. See, with Christie, it was easy. They hated Christie, and they wanted him gone. So to pile on and go after him for Bridgegate and political retribution and a potential cover-up was easy for the national media. Very easy for them to do. But with Murphy, they like the guy. You see, they like his politics. So they got to shh, don't say anything about it. The Murphy administration is using political vengeance now against people like Senator Loretta Weinberg. They haven't spoken to the Senate president since October. They haven't talked to Norcross since October. None of these things. What this is all about, so you understand, is everything that we in talk radio mention to you on a daily basis. Sometimes it almost becomes a cliche, right? Media bias, right? What do you call this other than media bias? Honestly, what do you call this other than media bias? The fact that the national political media has not said a word about this, the fact that the Democratic Party has not said a word about this outside of our area, the fact that a United States senator who called himself Spartacus has not said a word about this. This is everything we talk about in a local issue that should have national implications right there in front of you. No, I obviously don't know if Katie Brennan is telling the truth or not, but I do know this. In the Me Too movement, all women are to be believed, and that is what I'm told by people like Phil Murphy. So why is Governor Murphy, why did he believe her when she came to him and his administration? I want to play you a little bit of Katie Brennan. I find her incredibly credible. I personally find her incredibly credible. She's not asking for money. She's married. She's not looking to make a name for herself. Nobody even knows the guy that she says raped her. Now, it's not, I don't see what her ulterior motivation is here. I saw a very credible woman yesterday testifying, and I see a governor who is an absolute empty suit fraud. That's what I see. But again, he's a progressive champion. This is Katie Brennan from yesterday. Take a listen.
I should not have to be here today. I should not have been attacked. I reported my attack to the police and the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, and my report went unheard. I reported my attack to the Campaign, Transition Committee, and Administration, and it went unheard. I asked to report my attack to the Governor and First Lady, and my request went unheard. I and no survivor should have to tell their story to the newspaper to be heard. I had access to people in the highest positions of power in the state of New Jersey. And at each turn, my pleas for help went unanswered. Somehow, it wasn't a priority to address my sexual assault and working with my rapist until it impacted them.
And she goes on to say, you know, I thought I could turn to this progressive administration. And I tried to, and I got nothing out of it. And then she talks about emailing Governor Murphy and getting nothing out of it as well, that the governor doesn't return her email. He returns the email, but then never sets up a meeting. So we'll play that for you in a second as well, as soon as we get it. Dawn, you were there yesterday. You found her credible, right?
I did. And I reviewed that video again this morning and listened to her and watched. And I will tell you, the entire room, there were a lot of people in the room. No one questioned it. No one thought, something didn't ring true. Or, you know, and obviously these are allegations. Her whole point is that she felt like she did not get justice. She was not respected or believed in the investigatory part. But then also when she finally went to someone she believed in, her boss, Governor Murphy, she was devastated that ultimately, at first, she said she had a glimmer of hope, but then nothing.
Yeah, nothing. And so Phil Murphy may be called to testify by the committee,
he could.
Which would be amazing as well. But have you seen this in CNN anywhere? I'm actually surprised Fox News is not covering this either. I don't get that either.
I am surprised. And it's very interesting to me. I think the newspapers were interesting that they put it on the covers today. But in many ways, they probably thought, oh, great, this is a huge story that all the TV people missed.
Right. So they figure they can do it.
Right.
And then.
So it's fascinating to watch, but it does show you that just by omission, that gives you a sense of what the bias is. It's just by omitting it, not reporting it.
Now, there are a couple of moments here. NJ.com has a piece on here. Five moments that could really be problematic for Phil Murphy here. Five statements from Katie Brennan's hearing on sexual assault that could hurt Governor Murphy. She says here now, she accused Murphy's team of putting politics over a rape victim, she said. She also says now that she recalled all the people she told in Murphy's team. She went through with them. Justin Braz, Murphy's deputy chief of staff for legislative affairs. Matt Platkin, Murphy's chief counsel. Paramir Garg, Murphy's deputy chief counsel. Heather Taylor, the chief ethics officer in Murphy's office. So she talks about all these people that she talked to here. She goes on to say, my voice went unheard. She took a swing at Murphy's progressive image. All right. Murphy's running around right now bragging that he's helped create the strongest equal pay law in the country. But Brennan has just made major doubts over his claim to be a progressive champion. You know, from my mind here, this story is everything that we complain about in talk radio. It's media bias and the fact that it's not being covered. It's Democrats and their selective outrage and their hypocrisy. It's people like Cory Booker who just grandstand. They don't actually have any principles. It's how this whole Me Too movement is really just BS. They use it when they want to. Otherwise, they ignore it. It's why certain people, like whether it's Bill Clinton or Keith Ellison or other people, they're allowed to be set free. Right. But then certain people, when they're accused, they're automatically found guilty. This story, in my opinion, is everything. Everything we have been talking about. And Spartacus Booker, Count Grandstangela, and the Tears of Rage band, that guy might be the biggest hypocrite in America. Honestly, in the entire country. I'm not even kidding about that. But Phil Murphy runs around saying the following things. He says, my state will be a sanctuary state. We're not going to let Donald Trump come in here. He says, Judge Kavanaugh should be sent out of town. All women are to be believed. Phil Murphy wants a $15 minimum wage. He's putting that in place. Phil Murphy wants to have Medicare for all. He's a progressive champion, equal pay for women, blah, blah, blah. All his nonsense. Woman's raped. She goes to his top people and they do nothing. She emails the governor himself. He does nothing. This is what Katie Brennan said yesterday in Trenton. Take a listen.
I heard nothing further. And I still sought justice, and I still wanted to stop Al Alvarez from assaulting again, and I still wanted more for the survivors of New Jersey. I thought that if any administration could make progressive reforms, it would be this one. And so on the evening of Friday, June 1st, 2018, I emailed the governor and First Lady Tammy Murphy. I asked to have a meeting with one or both of them about a sensitive matter that occurred during the campaign. I did not indicate that my sensitive matter involved Mr. Alvarez. Within the hour, Governor Murphy responded, "We know you well. Hang in. We're on it." I felt a glimmer of hope. Governor Murphy included his scheduling team on his reply and invited me to contact him or Ms. Murphy if they proved not fast enough in scheduling a meeting. Governor Murphy did not ask what I was referring to when I said sensitive matter. No meeting with the governor or First Lady Murphy was scheduled. But rather, that same weekend, Jonathan Burkon, an attorney from Perkins Coie LLP, who served as counsel to the campaign, contacted me and advised that Mr. Alvarez would be leaving the administration and state employment. I asked why. Was Mr. Alvarez being fired? Was he voluntarily leaving for another position? In a follow-up call, Mr. Burkon...
By the way, does anybody know the law firm she mentioned there? Perkins Coie. Do you know what they're known for? Perkins Coie is the law firm that kept the Hillary Clinton dossier private. Yeah. That's the law firm, Perkins Coie. Clinton lawyer kept Russian dossier project closely held. Mark Elias. The firm hired by Elias. That's Perkins Coie. Fusion GPS hired Elias and his firm to produce research that resulted in a dossier detailing alleged connections between Trump and Russia, the phony dossier. This is the same law firm. Isn't that amazing? And that's something right there.
That is amazing. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, in my mind, that right there says so much, so much right there. A sleaziness. Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, the chair of Perkins Coie's political law group. And then Perkins Coie was the law firm that called her up to say that the sleazebag would be leaving the administration. Dave is in New Jersey. Dave, how are you, sir?
Hi, Rich. I was at the State House yesterday. And yeah. I asked every news person that from like CBS, ABC, where Cory Booker was, and they all shrugged their shoulders. They didn't even talk to me. I got Dawn to say talk to me. I was the guy at the end of the show that said, at the end of the thing, Cal Grandstangela.
A few good. People said that. Where is he? It was funny.
Where is Cal Grandstangela? Where is he?
He's not there. You know, they just wanted to go away. Every time Murphy tweets, I tweet back to him. On April 8th, 2017, I was raped. And April 9th, 2017, I found out there was no dresses. Every time you tweet something, I tweet him that.
Nice. Good. Keep it up. Keep it up.
I do everything. I've been tweeting him that for his wife, everybody, every one of them.
Good.
Because this is a major cover-up. It's disgusting. You know what I mean?
And, and once again, the national media is complicit in the cover-up because it's a Democrat.
They don't even talk about it on like, New York radio.
But why are you listening to New York radio, by the way?
Well, I am kind of from New York.
I'm only teasing. That's all right, Dave.
I want to join the Zioli Army, but I got one problem.
What?
I'm a Giant fan. You guys just start throwing beer on me.
Well, I got an idea. If you come down to a game, you can sit with me because I won't know which team is scoring or not. So you'll be fine. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for the call, buddy. We take all kinds in the Zioli Army. See you soon, pal. Except Cowboys fans and people that hug Jerry Jones. If you hug Jerry Jones, you're a Cowboys fan, you're out. All right? Giants suck too, by the way. Just want to point that out.
Watch it there.
What?
Nothing. I'm just saying. Watch.
Just saying. All right. So what am I missing here? I think we got it pretty covered, right?
Governor Murphy responded today. I think this was just released. Don just tweeted this out. I have the audio of it if you'd like to hear.
Oh, sure.
Unequivocally the case. It is the truth. I did not know the specifics of what had happened to Katie until I believe October 2nd. So that is a fact. Secondly, when she reached out and mentioned that there was a matter that related to the campaign, it was a natural act for me to forward that to not only my counsel in the governor's office,
Matt Blacken,
but also to John Burkon,
He's
who
totally
was
lying.
Campaign counsel. That was a fairly natural, easy, logical step for me to take. I will say that I only found out about exactly what happened to her, the awful tragedy to her, which obviously made me sick and continues to this day. And obviously we put in place some investigations, some processes to try to figure out what the heck happened. Those are not yet concluded, but I'm looking forward to getting their results. So you didn't
what the heck happened? He wants to know. What the heck happened? He wants to know.
Yeah, the problem, if you sat through that testimony, you know, the problem is she did share details that Matt's her good friend. There were people close to him who she did share details with.
Right.
And
he's lying, by the way. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey is lying. I can tell. Can't you tell the way he's hesitant with his speaking and everything like that? This guy's covering something up. He is. He's a liar. They're going to bring him down. He's going down. It's my prediction. I think so. I really do. I think he's going to go down. He should go down. But you know who wants to see him go down more than anybody, by the way? Probably Cory Booker. So I don't know why Count Grantstangelo doesn't jump all over this. See, what I don't get about Booker, he's not obviously very bright. I mean, the guy went to Yale Law School, but he's clearly not very bright. Because wouldn't you be down here right now going after Murphy? Wouldn't you be down here defending Katie Brennan? I mean, this is everything Count Grantstangelo has been talking about in his Spartacus moments.
It's about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
So wait, why would you not come down here is my point. Get out of Iowa for 5 minutes, New Hampshire, whatever pancake house you're shaking hands in. You're not going to become president. At least come down here and stick a fork in one of your political rivals, Phil Murphy, right? It makes no sense. Like I said, he's not very bright. All right. But you are bright. I mean, the Zioli arm is very bright. See? This guy hurt. Tears of rage, Dawn. Tears of rage.
When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting.
See that?
Now, I did not know Senator Weinberg is a survivor. She said, Katie, before you were born. So I just don't think this panel, this investigatory committee, they are not going to let this go. You know, everybody's tweeting out these.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to let it go.
Yeah.
They're going to.
Dog on a bone.
They're going to bring him down.
Yeah.
And cheer for Steve Sweeney in this one. It doesn't matter, though, because Katie Turr from MSNBC, she's basically now, what does it really matter, Dawn? All of this is kind of pointless now. Take a listen.
I read that New Yorker article today, and I thought, gosh, how pointless is my life, and how pointless are the decisions that I'm making on a day-to-day basis when we are not focused on climate change every day, when it's not leading every one of our newscasts.
So, I mean, I guess Katie Turr could cover the story, but climate change. Climate change.
It doesn't matter anymore because we're all just going to die.
We're all going to die anyway because of climate change. So why does Katie Brennan's story matter?
No news stories matter.
Because, right. Climate. You got to lead it with every climate change.
This reminds me of that Bill Murray. It just doesn't matter. What movie was that where he goes, it just doesn't matter? What movie was
that? Who was that?
It just
doesn't matter. Bill Murray. Bob's an Ambler. Bob, how are you, sir?
I couldn't be any better. Rich, how are you guys doing over there?
Good, buddy.
Good. Well, you know what? Katie Brennan's testimony proves that Murphy was lying today. She said that she emailed the governor and his wife about a sensitive matter, and she didn't mention what it was, nor did she say about anybody that was involved. And then that was on a Friday. And then she said on Sunday she received a call from his counsel, whatever the guy's name, I can't remember the lawyer's name. And it was at that conversation that he informed her that they fired Alvarez. Well, how the hell did that guy know that she was going to talk about Alvarez raping her?
Exactly.
Right? Murphy is a liar, period. That proves it.
Yeah, you well said, my man. And Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. I really also think, too, this would be so good for the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos to tackle. Because if anyone knows Democrat liars who are governors with presidential ambitions, it's George Stephanopoulos. Am I right?
Who cover up sex scandals.
Right. You want an expert on this, it's unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. You got to bring him in. He can tell whether or not a Democrat governor with presidential ambitions is lying about a sex scandal from like a mile away. All right. Get on the phone right now, 855-839-1210. We're going to play our real or fake game when we come back for you to win a pair of tickets to the Army-Navy Gala. All right? So 855-839-1210. Dial up now and get in queue to play. It'll be a lot of fun. And when we come back, I also have to tell you about the guy who called 911 over a Christmas display. All right? A Christmas display. This is the greatest story ever of all time. Meatballs. Thank you. Meatballs was the movie. I haven't seen Meatballs, and I can't tell you when. All right, how are we doing this game here? Dan explained to me the rules of the game, and I don't even remember it now. So.
Yeah, so what you're going to do is Dawn's going to read a news story, or two news stories.
Yeah.
She can do headlines. She can give a little bit more information if she wants to. One is real, one is fake. The caller's going to tell us which one's real, which one's fake. They got to get three in a row right to win.
Now, you came up with these stories.
I did.
So if they're terrible, I'm blaming you.
Oh, you
if this game it. Flames out, it's your fault, Dan.
Totally. On me.
All right.
I take the blame.
Now, if you win, hang on.
Do you have your sheet there?
Yes, thank you. Two seats to the Army-Navy Gala this Friday night, December 7th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It features, ready? Open bar, sit-down meal, and cocktails included.
Yeah.
Suit and tie. Guys got to wear suit and tie. Ladies' cocktail dress. It's not black tie, though. All right? Suit and tie. So let me explain how to tie a tie to my friends in Salem County. There's a YouTube. Let me show you how to do a knot.
Don't
wrong. So that sounds like a lot of fun. All right. So you get two seats to this. Now, let's start right now. So Joe is in Westchester. Joe, are you ready to play the game?
I am, Rich. Go for it.
All right. Dawn, you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So the first headline is Mike Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg. The other is G20 leaders vote unanimously not to give President Trump asylum.
Okay, of those two headlines, Joe, which one is real and which one is fake?
Mike Pence is fake.
I'm sorry, that's... Wait, the Bolden ones are real, right? No, actually, Mike Pence is real. I'm sorry, sir.
Son of a gun.
I know. You lose.
That's a good story.
You get nothing. I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize. It's just... Thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling. That's a very good story. Now, Evil Jared, by the
Eagle
way,
Scout.
He's explaining how to play the game, his rules. We got to follow the rules. I'm supposed to now, with the next caller, ask them which one of those two headlines is real or fake. What, are they not listening on hold? Wait, I thought they could listen on hold.
They can, and no, that one gets... That
it's
one
gone.
Gets, it's
out
gone.
It's gone forever. You can't recycle it.
Dennis Miller, it's out of here.
Gina. Hello, Gina. Gina! Gina's wrestling a pig. Yes, hello, Gina.
Gina!
Gina, are you ready to play? Are you there?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Gina?
Hello?
What is happening right
Gina.
Now? Gina!
All right.
I'm sorry, Gina. You got some sort of audio problems. I apologize there. Michelle is in Honeybrook. Michelle, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Very well. How's your day going? Good?
Good. I just got out of the line of the drive-thru of Chick-fil-A to talk to you.
You left the line? It's a long line. We're honored. Thank you.
I know.
What are you going to get for dinner? I'm starving.
The little chicken bites. And I like their diet frozen lemonade.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that as well.
Good.
All right. Ready to play the game?
Yep.
All right. We have two headlines for you. You pick which one you think is real, which one is fake. One wrong, you're out. You got to get three right, okay? Dawn, go ahead.
Here we go. A 15-year-old boy gets 6 points on future driving license for scooter speeding. Or Ohio, naked man on crystal meth bites 28 people in a Walmart.
What do you think?
The second one is real.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. Wow. Oh. These are good, Dan. These are too good. Michelle, I'm so sorry. You got out of line, and now I'm so sorry.
I'll go get back in line.
Get back in line. Dinner's on me. Just tell them it's on me, all right?
No, all right.
I can't do that. That's not. I'm not
it's
allowed
not
to do that,
Rich.
Michelle. It's not on me. It's a FTC violation or something.
That's okay.
All right, Michelle.
All right.
I'm sorry. I feel so bad now. All right. The hate chicken claims another one, Dawn.
I know. It's the chicken.
All right. Bob's in Orland. Bob, you ready to play, pal?
Go ahead. Let it rip.
All right. Do it. Let's do it.
Here we go. Canada. Hell's Angels sue government for $2 billion in revenue loss over legalization of marijuana. Or Texas students will soon learn slavery played a central role in the Civil War.
Hmm. Which one's real? Which one's fake?
I'll go with Canada being real.
Which what? With one?
Canada.
The Canada one is real, you're saying, and that is not true. That is not real. That's a fake story. I'm so sorry, Bob.
What?
These are really good. These are really good.
I'm sorry.
Texas students will soon learn slavery played a central role in the Civil War. It's an actual story?
Yes.
Wow.
Texas Board of Ed voted Friday to change the way its students learn about the Civil War.
Wow. This is amazing. All right. Sid wants to know why I'm picking on Salem County. Why not? All right. Let's go to the next one. Scott's in Cherry Hill. Scott, go ahead, sir.
How are you? I'm ready to play.
Yes, go ahead.
Here we go. Massachusetts mayor first in line as recreational marijuana sales begin, or Canadians face major donut shortage after first day of cannabis legalization.
Which one, buddy?
Wow. Both of those could be true, but I'm going to go with the first one.
You got it. That is true. Well done. All right.
Wow.
You're still in the game here.
All right.
All right. Now, which of these two headlines is real or fake? Dawn, go ahead.
Man crushed to death by forklift truck driven by pet dog. Or lottery winner arrested for dumping $200,000 of manure on ex-boss's lawn.
Hmm.
Oh, well, both could really be true. Wow.
Got to pick one.
I'm going to go with the obvious, number two.
It's not real. Oh, man, Scott.
This is number one?
So you meant number one, right? Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
All right.
This is too... Dan, you did too good of a job, Dan.
You know what? Maybe we should just do back-to-back stories if they can get two right.
All right. Well, are we allowed to change the rules in the middle of the game, though, or is that another FCC violation?
No, we can do it. It's fine. This it's your contest.
Well, okay, but literally no one has gotten two right yet, so...
Well, the last caller, Scott and Cherry Hill, got number four right.
So he got one right.
One right.
All right. Greg is in Downeytown. Greg, ready?
I like the low bar.
It's a low bar. If you get two right now, you win, okay? So go ahead, Dawn.
Okay. Man crashes into a tree after driving with his head out the car window like Ace Ventura. Or England, man grows breasts after drinking too much soy milk.
That happened to Stalker. I know that for
so
a fact.
Sad. Greg.
First one's true.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Woo-hoo!
All right, Greg, for the big win now.
Ready? Russian cops put out fire with snowballs. Or Macron criticizes climate change tax protesters for not using carbon neutral rioting methods.
Hmm.
Number two, true.
Damn it. You were so close, Greg. This is the hardest game in the world. What was this, Trivial Pursuit? The Genesis Edition? All right, Mark in Mount Laurel. Mark, make me proud here, man. Come on.
Here we go.
USA, woman arrested for calling her ex-boyfriend 77,000 times in 1 week, or Payless opens fake luxury store, sells customers $20 shoes for $600 in an experiment.
All right,
Payless,
which one?
True. Payless is true.
That's right. It's true. All right, very good. Right. Now, get this one right so we can all go the hell home and go to Chick-fil-A. Go ahead.
Segment's going on too long.
Facebook bans far-right conspiracy theory page it funded, or anti-plastic author's anger at book wrapped in plastic.
I got to go with the plastic one. Number
yes, two. Thank God. Okay, that's right. Yes. All right, good job, Mark. Yes. I'm going to put you on hold. My goodness.
Good job, Dan, though.
Wow. Dan, don't ever do this game again. No. What is wrong with you?
What, should I make it more obvious?
No, it was perfect, actually. It was really good. All right, so you won the tickets, the Army-Navy game gala Friday night. Good job. Well done with that.
I'm so sorry we're not going to read the next headline.
Well, just read it for fun. Go ahead.
Just for fun. Football players suspended from team for running naked with Oreos wedged in their buttocks.
I like how you say buttocks, by the way. It's the best part of that.
Like Forrest Gump in our buttocks.
And then man divorces Caucasian wife after DNA test proves he is of 9% African descent. The football player's story is the real one.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's my favorite.
You know, the plastic story I actually had in my stack here, and I was going to get to that, so I'm glad I didn't.
Oh,
there you go. Wonderful. Great game.
Wait, didn't I tell you not to put anything that was in his stack there, Dan?
Hey, I was on a train today when I sent it to you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. We got it. We did it. It's over. And the show's over now. At this point, I just go home.
We're exhausted
after that. It's exhausting. What I'll do then to lift you up is play you some Joe Scarborough. Let's do that. Joe Scarborough, his political prediction here on President Trump, okay? Just to help you feel good about yourself. Cut four.
The rough line, Willie, maybe they think they're using terms of art. I think Pompeo was especially dreadful. Here's a relatively young man with great credentials, a great past behind him, who is going out and sullying his reputation for a man who may not be in the White House for another year.
Senator Corker added the difference between last week's administration briefing and the Haspel briefing was the, quote, difference between darkness and sunshine.
Of course, it's a woman who has to step
up.
All right, now, Joe Scarborough says Trump could be gone in less than a year, and he's talking to a grown man named Willie, who's not Willie Nelson.
Nope.
All right? So again, that's your political prognosticator, Willie. Joe Scarborough.
They're rough lying. Willie, maybe they think...
Willie. Again, if you're a man and you go by Willie, there's two questions to ask. Number one, are you five? Number two, is your last name Nelson? If not, you should not be going by Willie as a grown man. A couple things for you. Number one, today the United States Supreme Court is hearing a very important case on double jeopardy. Okay? Double jeopardy. It is a case regarding a man named Terrence Gamble. He was caught with a firearm. He was on probation, state of Alabama. He was on probation, so he should not have had a gun. Had the gun, and he was charged, and he was sentenced to state prison. Well, in 2015, the Obama Justice Department said, "That's your term is not long enough." So they prosecuted him for the exact same crime on the federal level, which then got him a longer sentence to stay in jail till 2020. So he appealed. And it went through the ranks, and now the United States Supreme Court is hearing the case today. The argument is that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, prohibits double jeopardy. No person shall be tried for life or limb, be subject to the same offense twice, right? That's exactly what this is. In 1852, the United States Supreme Court decided that there's something, not the Constitution. They just created this power whereby the feds and the state both share power, and so they both can try people in their different courts. Supreme Court just created this. They created this on their own. There's not in the Constitution. Congress never passed a law. This is your typical Supreme Court writing from the bench. And now the question then becomes, is that okay? Is that all right for the feds and the state to charge you for the same crime? Or if one entity gets you, find yourself that you've been found not guilty, can the other entity then come after you on basically the same charge or a different charge wording wise? But we all know what this is about, right? This is how they got the cops in the Rodney King incident years ago. Cops were acquitted by a local jury in Los Angeles County, and then the feds went after the cops for violating Rodney King's civil rights, which they were found guilty of that federal offense. So you see, civil rights leaders have often loved the double jeopardy issue because they say, well, it's the only way to get people who violated civil rights of people in the South and other places like that. But I've long said, unfortunately, I'd rather have somebody who's guilty go free than to have two different levels of government coming after you for the same offense. So I hope the Supreme Court overturns this abuse of power. Nobody should ever be put in double jeopardy. Nobody. But this also has a lot of implications for Mueller. I mentioned to you yesterday, or the day before, Michael Cohen, the rat. Sorry, PETA. The rat, Michael Cohen. Sorry, rats. Michael Cohen is cooperating with three different entities. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, and the Russia probe. The Southern District of New York, also federal, United States Attorney, Southern District of New York. And the state attorney general of the state of New York. Mueller is prepared for the very strong possibility that Donald Trump could pardon everybody involved, everybody, or fire him and end this Russia probe once and for all. At which point, because he's been working in tandem with the attorney general of New York, the attorney general of New York can then indict all these people for exact same crimes on the state level. Because the federal government and the state government, their codes are now almost so unique, almost so alike. They basically have the same crimes now. It was never intended to be that way. Never. But it's like that. So basically, Mueller could be fired today, and the attorney general of New York, this Underwood woman, could charge Michael Cohen, Michael Flynn, all these people. If any of these crimes occurred in the state of New York, that's all you need is a state jurisdiction, she can charge them. This is what I mean about double jeopardy. A presidential pardon, for example, should wipe the crime away. But if that same crime was done on the state level, then a presidential pardon would not, unless there's a specific statute against it, which there happens to be in the state of New York, which they want to repeal. So that if Donald Trump were to pardon Michael Cohen, theoretically, they could still indict him. Right now, they couldn't, only because of a law in the state of New York. Nothing about double jeopardy. So this is a big deal. This case is a major, major deal. And I'll talk more about it tomorrow when I find out what some of the comments were by the justices. Clarence Thomas, very, very critical of double jeopardy. Justice Gorsuch, Alito was in his day. So I hope the Supreme Court does the right thing. The idea that the federal government and the state can go after you at the same time, or if one finds you innocent, the other one can still go after you, it's absurd. It's a violation of your constitutional rights, no doubt in my mind. All right, now we got the other thing, too, is Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, just said a short time ago he was told to stop talking to Katie Brennan. I was told not to talk with Katie Brennan about the sensitive matter. He says, I don't remember which one of my attorneys advised me, but they said I was told to stop talking to her. So now we're supposed to believe they told him, Governor, stop talking to her, but he didn't know why, and he never asked, and they never told him. Phil Murphy's a bad liar. The governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy's a bad liar. He's not going to survive this one. No way. You can't. It's not going to happen. All right, let's do it, Greg.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to Joe. Joe Kuzism. He says, in regards to our PETA story, he says, Rich, coyote ugly is a phrase that means very ugly and is applied to non-canine females. As a coyote will gnaw off his leg to get out of a trap, the man must gnaw off his arm to avoid waking the sleeping beast that he took home while drunk. Very offensive to coyotes.
Very offensive. Sorry about that.
Joe.
And speaking of coyotes, Flemington Furs sponsors Who Won Twitter. No, they actually use really beautiful furs. Because Flemington Furs is what fabulous feels like.
Yes. What is happening?
Let's do that again, please.
That's my fabulous.
Racioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.